And what is up, everybody? Welcome back once again to another episode. Welcome back, and I'm JP, and today, the episode of today is a special one, a very, very special one. You might say, why or what does make this episode special? And it's not only that I'm posting on Sundays, which is super weird from me, because I always just post, you know, on Fridays and Mondays, and sometimes I miss the date and I post on Tuesdays, you know? But it is what it is. So this episode is special because today it's Father's Day. Today it's the day that we celebrate all the dads out there, all the people that fill in that role of a dad, okay? So you guys are going to hear some stories from me. You guys are going to hear, you know, I want this episode to be special. I want this episode to honor all the dads out there, all the people that fill in that role of a parent, of a dad, that needs to be in every single one of us's lives, okay? So, it's time to cue the real intros, guys, and I will see you guys in the episode. And before, let me say this, before the intros, I asked all of you guys for the past few weeks, for the past few episodes, to send me your via text, via voice message, or however you wanted it. I asked you guys for maybe what does your father mean to you, or what does being a father mean to you, or if you didn't have the luxury to have your dad in your life for whatever reason, what does make this day special? And or most likely, no. The question was, what makes this day special, or who makes this day special, and how do you celebrate it? All right. So now it's time to cue the real intros, and I'll see you guys in the episode. Yo, what is up, everybody? Welcome back to the JP's World! And welcome back once again, people, to the podcast where negativity ends, where we talk about everything, sports, movies, motivation, shows, current events, and more. I'm your host, JP. Get ready, we're about to start. And so we're back after those beautiful, beautiful, beautiful intros. You know what they are. So yeah, we're back. And like I said, you're probably going to hear a little bit of a... I'm going to try, you know, to keep the same tone of my voice. There probably is going to be a little bit difficult. Not difficult, like impossible or difficult, but probably is going to be a little bit like, you know. Because today it's... today is the second year that I celebrate Father's Day without my dad, you know, and I've been pretty open about that with you guys. I've been telling you in past episodes that my dad sadly passed away a year ago, and I said the second year in a row that I celebrate without him because he passed away before Father's Day. And yeah, I like... it's hard. It's really, really hard to like get into party mode, like, because yeah, this is a party for all fathers, you know. This is a party, and it's supposed to be a party because, you know, they deserve recognition, they deserve credit, they deserve for the people that actually fill in the role of a father. So yeah, and you know, dad, wherever you are, I love you. I know you are up there, always guiding me, always looking over me, like you always did, Like my mom says, you know, moms are supposed to be the ones that worry all the time, that are always like, don't run, you're going to fall, you're going to break something and stuff like that. My childhood, and like I said, you guys are going to hear a lot of stories from me, and because I want this episode to be special in a way that I want to honor the memory of my dad. And because always, like, for the past 24 years, because I'm going to turn 25, you know, pat on the back to me. But for the past 24 years before he passed away, before he left us, we always celebrated it. We always, like, he never wanted, like, a big party. He never wanted it, like, nothing like that. He always wanted just a chill Sunday or a chill weekday, because from over there in Mexico, sometimes it's not on Sunday. It's whenever the 20th falls. Like, if it falls on a Monday, that is Father's Day. But, you know, technically and almost always, the Father's Day is the third Sunday of June, right? So, yeah, he always wanted some chill celebration, like super relaxing celebration. Just go out, walk, be with his family. Yeah, get text messages from his friends, get text messages from his sisters, his cousins and everything, his nephews, and especially me. Like, I always... My mom always made breakfast, that is for sure. I made breakfast on Mother's Day, like, because he wanted me with him by his side watching TV. And always, always, we always be fighting for the TV, even on Father's Day. And he will say something to me like, come on, man, it's Father's Day, give me the TV. And he always had this, oh my God, man, like, it had me, it got my nerves on, like, on point, because he always wanted to watch CSI. And this is what I'm telling you guys right now. Just enjoy your fathers, enjoy your grandparents, enjoy them, enjoy the people around you, because those little things that may run your nerves, that get into your nerves, all that stuff, you guys, we're probably going to miss it. You guys are going to miss it. Like, and I don't want to put anybody down. I don't want you guys to feel down. Like I said, this is an episode full of love, full of memories, because to love is to... Oh, what did Vision say, man? Oh, my God. Am I going to have to Google it right now? Live Google it? I probably have to. I don't know. Wait. We're gonna wait on that. If I need it, I'm going to Google it right now, live recording this. But, yeah. Grief is the perseverance of love, something like that. But yeah, this episode, I just wanted to be full of love, full of memories, because if as long as the memories are alive, they're never gone, and they're always going to live in your heart. They're always going to live in your heart. So yeah, back to the story. Like, always on Father's Day, and I think this was recent, like in my early 20s, come on, man, calm down. Well, yeah, like when I was from 18 to 22, 23 years old, he always on Sundays will watch CSI Miami, even though in TV they will always just run the same episodes from seasons 2 and 3, or sometimes by any sheer luck, they will pass the episodes from season 8, 10. I don't know how many seasons CSI Miami has. He liked the other CSIs, but he loved CSI Miami. He loved Horatio and all those characters. He loved them, hands down. And if I wanted to watch something different, if I wanted to watch the Niners game, oh, he will get mad. And I'm saying mad. Mad to the point that he will go to his room and lock himself until the game was over, because he didn't want to watch it. He didn't like sports. He didn't like sports at all. And if he liked them, was because the rival team for my team was playing, and he will root for the rival team just to get on my nerves. Oh my God. Every time, like whenever the Seahawks were playing the Niners, or the Niners were playing the Seahawks and vice versa. And, you know, that's a rivalry, or the Cowboys, whatever rivalry there was on TV. And I was like super into it, like get like passionate about that, like screaming at the TV, even though my mom didn't understand football to the date. But she always loves to watch me watch the games. Right. And I will scream, and he will scream at me like, don't scream. People are going to hear you and stuff like that. And I would do it even more just to get him mad. Oh man, and that is like the memories that I have with him, all the lessons that he gave me. And, you know, like I said, just going back to the story, I just want to tell more about that story. whenever the Seahawks or the Cowboys, or let's say right now their rivalry that is kind of like starting to build up. I don't know. I wanted to call it a rivalry because it's been like almost 3 years in a row that they face each other, the Niners and the Green Bay Packers. Whenever the opposite team, I just want to say that whenever the opposite team to the Niners will score, he will celebrate it like they just won the Super Bowl just to get on my nerves. He will celebrate it and he will say, oh, the Niners suck, man, and stuff like that. And I will get mad and my mom will say, stop it, or stuff like that, or leave him alone, or because even though I don't want to be like my dad, I'm more alike. How do you say it? I'm more alike to my dad. Yeah, let's go with that. Than I think. And when I was younger, I had this temper. Like, I would get mad fast. I would, just like him, I would stress out and stuff. All the things that my dad was, like, that he didn't want me to be, I will be. And my mom would say, you guys are identical. And it would come to a point that we got into it. Like, not screaming to the point, like, you know, you shouldn't yell to your parents because you shouldn't. But it will get heated. It would get heated. And believe me, I lived for those moments. I lived for those. Man, those memories, I will always carry them with me. And my dad always was so proud of me. Like, and I know, and I remember, like, you know, when you're in elementary school, when you're in middle school, you kind of don't care about that. You go with your grades because you think and you see your parents being happy about that. But I don't think we all have this sense of, I want to make them more proud. I want to make them proud. And it hit me in high school. And I think I've said this in past episodes. When you get to that point, like it happened to me in high school, that I am going to make them proud of me. I am going, and even though they will repeat it to you, I'm so proud of you and I'm so proud of the things that you're doing and stuff. I don't know. They actually, like, it just hit me. They are my why for now. Your why is like, you're going to find a lot of whys in your life. And when I say a why, it's like, what is your why, or for why you're doing your job, for why you're chasing this dream, for why you're chasing this goal, right? And I just realized they are my why. And I started like to make like a goal for myself, like finish school, finish first, try to finish first and everything to make them proud. And yes, like, grades maybe don't matter in the real world. Maybe they don't matter, but experience matters and all that stuff. But at the time when you're enjoying life, when you're enjoying the process, that is what makes you like, I want to make them proud. And my dad, like, my dad was cocky as fuck, man. My dad was cocky as fuck about me. He would, like, we would walk by the street and he would, like, make a parade that I was walking with him. And I love that. Like, even though I would say, like, stop it, I don't want people looking at me or stuff like that, I kind of enjoyed it. I'm gonna say that. I know it sounds narcissistic probably, but I enjoyed it. And sometimes, like, I would even go on purpose wherever he was just to say hi to him and, you know, just have him just parade me around. And I loved it. I loved it. I'm not going to lie to you. I loved it. And people would see it. But yeah, man, like, my dad was amazing. My dad was my hero. Yes. Yes. I'm a nerd and we have superheroes and you have your heroes in TV and sports and everything. But my dad was my real hero, and I think for a lot of us, our dads, our stepdads, and the people that filled in the role as a parent, as a dad, they are our heroes. And this is the day where I want to put out there this big shout out, big celebration to all the dads, stepdads, and the people that fill in the role as a dad for many, many of us. And you guys rock. You guys are amazing. And yes, like, I want to be a dad someday. I want to have that blessing in my life. I want to, and however it comes to my life, I just want to be able to share my life, to share my lessons, however I learned them, to someone. Just raise someone, raise the little kid. And one day I hope I have that blessing, just to feel what my dad felt by having me, by bringing me to this world. But let's just say this. Let's remember this. I just want to make this note, this important note about Father's Day. Father is not the one that gives life. Father is the one that actually raises a life. And I'm saying this because of the parents, the dads that couldn't with the load, the emotional load, psychological load, or whatever you want to call it. But the man that just, I'm just going to call them out, the man that leave the house for whatever reason, they just don't want to be part of those lives. They scar people for life for that. And that is why I'm saying that Father is not the one that gives life, because anybody can be a dad biologically, but not anybody can be a dad emotionally. So let's just say that, and let's celebrate the people that actually are there. And if they are there both biologically and psychologically, then man, that is an amazing, amazing job that you're doing. But if you're doing that, like I said, stepdad or the people that feel in the role, again, you have a great day today. Today is your day. And also, let's celebrate the single moms too. Single moms, they feel in the role like by 10 to the 10th. Because they need to be a mom and a dad at the same time. So shout out to the single moms too. Shout out to the friends that I know that are single moms, to my family members that are single moms, because they deserve recognition in this day too. Like, they deserve all the credit, all the recognition. Now, after that, I just want to go back to a little more memories about my dad. I remember that he was so mad about the career that I that I picked, man, because he wanted me to be a doctor. He wanted me straight up. He wanted me to be a doctor or a lawyer. Why? Because of the money. You know, we know that successful doctors and successful lawyers, they make shit ton of money. And he wanted me to be like that because my dad was a civil engineer as me. I graduated as a civil engineer. Yes, right now I'm working in advertising. Right now I'm working this podcast. Right now I'm working on a lot of stuff that, yeah, probably if you have been sticking around to the podcast since day one, you probably have heard stories about my old job when I was still putting my career to work as a civil engineer. But I remember since the day that I was in high school, because my high school had this little program where you can study a career as together with your high school education. And if you didn't go to college, you will still have a degree that will help you in the real world. And I remember, like, I did try to follow my dad's goal. Like, I even signed up for business administration, and my second option was, get this, construction. Everything that had to go with construction, building, and all that stuff, that was my second option. It's a technical career. They call it like that. Like, this is the best translation I can get you guys. And I remember that everybody wanted business administration. So those classes filled up real quick. So I am left in building and construction, administration, because it also is a subject. And I'm left there, and I'm like, well, I'm probably going to change careers. But he was like, well, give it a try, you know. You can see me. My dad always thought that he was an embarrassment. And no, dad, you weren't. You were an example of life, an example of strength, an example of everything. And I was never tired to remind that to you every day. And he was like, all right, give it a shot. So one semester goes down and I'm I'm sticking to the career. And so 3 years go by and he's like, all right, you still like it. So you're going to go to college. And college in the same city. Let's just put that out there. And I remember, okay, I'm going to put civil engineering as my first option. And because it was one of the most popular careers, I was like, maybe it's going to fill out. So my second option, again, is going to be business administration. So God knows why I am put in the career as civil engineering. He's like, all right, you still have a shot. Change careers. In the second semester, change careers. He was like, change careers. But I was like, no. Like, after the first semester, I fell in love with the career. I fell in love with all the subjects, all the possibilities, all the branches that I could branch out. You know, it's not just construction. You can do a lot of stuff as a civil engineer. And I fell in love with it. And I guess he fell in love with it too. Like, he fell back again in love with the career. Because my dad struggled every day. And I'm not saying struggle to put food on the table. He will break his back every day to put food on the table and to teach me lessons every day, to teach me how to work, to teach me that life is not easy, to teach me that sometimes sacrifice is in order to reach for the stars, right? And my dad was the people's man. If I take you right now to my hometown where I grew up, where I was born, and I mentioned in like loudly, and I asked people around who my dad was, I'm not just being cocky, but everybody will tell you a good story about him. He will buy coffee to someone. He will get you breakfast. He will get you a great conversation. He walked that city back and forth like every single day, but he will not give up. And he is the best example of why I'm never going to give up on anything. I'm never. And man, the only thing that gets me sad about this day and how everything happened, on how, like, the last day that I spoke with him, and is that, the last time I saw him was in an airport. He was saying goodbye to me. He was, sorry about that. We were at the airport and, you know, he was there proud of his son. He was just a little bit sad that I was going to leave again because I just went for the holidays. And I remember I hugged him. I hugged him so, so hard. And my dad would have these back problems and he would hate it. He will hate it. He will hate it when I hugged him hard. And I was hugging him all the time. And when he left me, you know, in the line, when you go through customs, let's call it that, to that thing where they check your bags and everything, I remember he was there just sticking with me and my mom just like waving around, I'm here and I'm here and I'm here. And I'm like, go dad, go mom, I'm good. But no, they were there waiting for me until they couldn't see me. That was the thing he did. Whenever he had to let people go or just say goodbye to people, he would stand in the door until he couldn't see your car anymore. You could even see him, like, let's say three blocks away, still on the door, and you were like, come on, get into the house. But no, until he couldn't see either your taillights, he will be there. And he was there. And yeah, it makes me sad that my last memory of being physically close to him was when I got through the checkpoint and I'm walking to my plane and I look back and he's still like just waving at me. My mom is already in the car. Actually, my mom's already in the car, I think. And he's there just waving at me. Yeah. I hold on to that memory, guys, like so hard. And I hold on to the videos that I have from him, the few pictures that I have from him, because he didn't like selfies at all. Like, if you follow me on social media, you know I love selfies. You know I love taking pictures. He didn't like them. He didn't like it at all. Oh, speaking of pictures, the picture that I love the most about me and my dad is the one that you probably guys have seen it a lot in my Instagram, especially recently. I just love that picture when I graduated, when I got my degree, and I'm ringing the bell, because you ring the bell. I already, if you don't know, you can hear in past episodes, or I'm going to talk about it later. You need to ring the bell, a bell that everybody, that's a dream to ring the bell when you're in that college. And after I rang it, he just got my hand and put it high, as if I just won a championship, as if you're looking at a boxer that just won the belt. He just lifted my hand high, and I was like, man, this feels great. And my dad, that day, it was the first day in 21 years of my life. No, my bad. 22. 22 years of my life that I saw my dad drunk. Oh my God, man. He jokingly said, okay, if you're going to drink, let's drink, right? Let's drink up. Because he didn't like when I drank. He didn't like it. He didn't like it at all. So he was sarcastically saying, oh yeah, let's drink up. Bottoms up, boy. So my friend's parents, they were like, yeah, man, let's drink up. And after that, it's like saying, all right. 5 minutes later, you know, when you cut to that frame, 5 minutes later, my dad was dancing, he was singing, and he was happy. He was not drunk, like sad or nothing, or drunk that, you know, you can't stand him because he's been drunk. He was just happy. And I was happy to see him like that. Like, I wasn't expecting to see my dad drunk, but he was drunk with happiness, man. So yeah. Again, happy Father's Day to all the dads out there, to all the stepdads, all the people that fill in the role of a dad. Happy Father's Day to my dad. Happy Father's Day to every single one that calls himself a dad. Happy Father's Day to all of you guys. I just wanted to open up and share with you guys these memories, these few memories, these moments that I share with my dad in this second year that I'm not going to be able to see him. But like the song Far Away from Avenged Sevenfold that I love that song, and he knew that I love that song. I dedicate those little words that come into that song, and if you guys listen to it, then you guys are going to understand. Just look in YouTube and Spotify, Apple, wherever you listen to music, Far Away, or So Far Away from Avenged Sevenfold, and there's this little line that says, lay way a place for me, like in heaven. Lay way a place for me. Was as soon as I'm done, I'll be there with you. As soon as I'm done here, I'll be there with you to see you again. So yeah, Dad, just keep taking care of me, the family, my mom. And one day, who knows when, but one day, I may be seeing you again. So yeah, man, happy Father's Day. But this has been a lot talking from me, guys, but it is what it is. This is a cool episode that I want to put out to you guys. But this is not the ending. We are not leaving just yet. This is the cue for a commercial break from our main sponsor, Poddex. We're just going to go through a commercial episode. And when I come back, I'm going to read you guys a few of the entries that got in. It wasn't a lot. It wasn't a lot of submissions, I'm going to be honest with you. So I'm just going to read the ones that I got for Father's Day from people outside of the podcast, fans, family. And I'm going to read them to you. So I asked, what does your father mean to you? And if you're a dad, what does being a father, does being a father mean to you? And the last question was, if you don't have the luxury of having your dad with you, what does make this day special, and how do you celebrate it? And that was the questions that I put out there. And I had a few answers back. So I'm just going to read them to you. And then I'm going to say goodbye to you guys. Okay, so don't go anywhere. I'm just going to let Travis roll in. And I'll see you guys in a bit.
This episode is powered by Poddex. Poddex are unique interview questions and episode starting prompts in the palm of your hand. So whether you're a new podcaster or existing broadcaster looking to grow your audience and have more meaningful conversations, you're going to want to check out Poddex. Now, if you want to get 10% off your order right now, you can go to poddex.com and type in coupon code. What's the code?
JP's World. You heard it right. JP's World. Get your 10% discount right now. Use it, all caps, JPSWORLD.
Yes, that's the code. Check out poddex.com. Take your podcast to the next level.
And so we're back, people, after that little brief commercial pause. And I have here some of the answers that people submitted through the social media, through Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook. And I have here, for example, one answer from another podcaster. His name is, their podcast is Hops Geek News. They're actually really cool. They're actually really sick. And I'm going to leave their info in the description of the show. And actually, we have in the works maybe a collab, maybe an episode, but we're working out the details, okay? So who knows? Maybe probably in the near weeks, you guys are going to hear an episode with me in them, and I'm going to bring them over to the show. So here it is. He says, my dad to me is my adoptive father, so he means the world to me. He is someone who is there for me and I could call on a moment's notice. And he also answers, being a father to me means that I get to take my life on adventures and show them the world and show them how to be kind and do right. Watching them grow and just having two little best friends always around means the world to me. Thanks again, Hops Geeks News. And that is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful message. And I hope as you are listening to this, and maybe you're listening with your kids, they're listening to these beautiful, beautiful words that you just share with the JP's World listeners and with me. Also, we have here some other words, some other short message. This is from Shaquille Lawson. You guys remember him from one of the past episodes in the show. You just met him in the interview that we had. And he has two kids. And I think one of them is a baby. So congratulations again on being a father again, Shaquille. So here it is. He says, to me, being a father means leading by example and showing your children what a role model and a hero is. Being a father means showering your children with unconditional love, being the safe haven where my children can run to and feel comfort. Being a father means tending to wounds, wiping away tears, and lending out an ear to listen to. Being a father means knowing when to clown around and when to be respectful. Being a father means building a legacy that your family will always be proud of. Sorry about that. So yeah, another strong message from Shaquille Lawson. Thanks again, man, for sharing. Thanks again for sharing your words, these amazing and powerful words to the podcast listeners. And again, congratulations again on being a dad, and happy Father's Day to all of you guys. So that's it for the live reads on the messages that the people send. So now I'm going to leave you guys for a little bit, and I'm going to let roll in the one and only, the man, Travis Scott. yeah, right. Who knows? Maybe one day. Travis Brown. Oh, my God. I don't know why did I say Travis Scott. But yeah, Travis Brown, the sponsor of this show. The one that you just listened in the past commercial break. So yeah, Travis Brown shares with us in an audio form what does being a father mean to him? So here it is. Listen to it, and I'll see you guys in a bit.
Being a parent is probably the most rewarding job in the world and the hardest job in the world. So as a father, my philosophy is simply, I am to guide and provide all the information I can to my children to be upstanding human beings with empathy and to teach them to avoid some of the mistakes I made, but also let them make their own mistakes. Very challenging. Not trying to protect them from everything, but to educate them about why there's things to avoid, to how to behave, how to treat other people, and how to follow your heart's fire and do something that's true to you and not get caught in the machine of the momentum of the world, and to make sure that you live your life to the fullest, because I truly believe you get one shot at this and maybe get 100 years. So it's an amazing journey being a father. It's terrifying and gratifying, but I think overall our job is to not be their best friends, but to give them unconditional love, guardrails to stay within in life, and try to build the next generation of people that will be running the planet, that will be taking care of the planet, that will be taking care of each other, so that we've created a couple people that are going to continue to help the world be a better place.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you again, Travis. Travis Brown. Travis, not Travis Scott. That was a bad joke, but hopefully one day. Who knows? Who knows? But yeah. So yeah, thanks again, Travis, for sharing with us those little 2 minutes with beautiful, beautiful words, beautiful, beautiful insight. And yeah, that was it, people. That was it for today. That was it for the Father's Day special episode. And thank you again. Thank you again for listening. Thank you again for showing up, for listening to my stories, for listening as I honored the memory of my dad. And, you know, this is just a beautiful episode that I wanted to put out to, again, honor the memory of my dad and celebrate all the dads out there and all the people that have the privilege to actually be called a dad, because not everybody can do it, and not everybody should do it. That's it. I just wanted to put that out there. So yeah, before I leave you guys for good for the day, let me just remind you that you can send me voice messages still. It's open there. You can send me a voice message anytime, anywhere you are. Just use the link in the description of the show. Remember that there's merch for the podcast. You can purchase merch for the podcast and be out there representing, saying that you listen to the JP's World. And whenever people ask you, what are you wearing? Oh, JP's World merch. What is that? And then you tell them it's a podcast, a cool podcast. You should listen to it. And yeah, and also remember to follow me on social media. The links are in the description of the show too. So yeah, I'll see you guys on Friday for a new episode, the continuation of the conversation. Hey, it rhymed again. The continuation of the conversation with Jalen Johnson. That is part two. And so you guys can enjoy your Friday with a little interview that I had with Jalen Johnson. And don't forget, we're going to bring back more athletes, because the athletes, they just want to be on here in the JP's World. So yeah, anytime, anywhere, the doors are open. So yeah, I'm going to leave you guys with the day. Let's cue the real outros, and I'll see you guys in the next episode. See you guys later. Love you all. Bye. And that was it for today's episode. Thanks for listening. If you're enjoying the show and are enjoying the episodes, the number one thing you can do for me is subscribe, rate, and review this show. And don't forget to share it with your friends. I am your host, JP, and I'll see you in the next episode. Peace out.